Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Everybody, welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and around the world on the internet, www.sheffieldlive.org. James Fagan and Sam Hindley broadcasting together for you today, the first show of the year where we're both going to be in conversation with one another and selecting tracks together, and we're both very excited that we can do that. Sam was unwell last week. We managed to get an hour out of him, and it was a big effort and we're very grateful that he, from his sickbed basically, did a show last week, and it was a very nice selection. So we're particularly pleased that he's well enough today to join me for 2 hours of music here on Thank Goodness It's Folk, and we're glad that you're able to join us too. What a contrast to last week. As Sam and I are recording this show today, it's 10 degrees and sunny outside, almost a 15-degree jump from the temperature last week when we were recording. We hope you're safe wherever you are. If you're listening from California, we send our huge hopes that you are safe and well. The events there have been looked at with shock and awe around the world, and we hope that you're okay there. And we'll play a couple of tracks from America today, thinking of our friends across the Atlantic. We've got lots of new releases. We've got lots of classic tracks. And we will be on Mixcloud afterwards, as usual. Looking forward to bringing you 2 hours of music here today on Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Speed up! wanting to feel it all. Out on the streets till dawn. Watching her moving, feeling her eyes on you, energy burning on. Wanting to have her, believing that's all it takes to fill up the empty zone. How will you stand it? Not at the feeling.
Paul Brady there from the album Back to the Centre, the opening track from the album Back to the Centre, and delighted to say that Paul will be doing doing two very rare gigs in London. It's very rare that he gets over to this country, and that'll be on the 3rd and 4th of April, and I'll be looking forward to seeing one of those. Paul Brady there, kicking off this week's edition of Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Good morning, Sam. It's so lovely to see you. And I can see that the same sunbeam that's shining into my house as we record this is shining into your house as well. It's lovely to have a bit of warmer weather, isn't it?
It is, James. And lovely to see you and be back broadcasting together again after a horrible week of flu last week.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're well enough to record today, as are all of the listeners I know, and I saw so many of them sending their support for you and their good wishes that you got well. Sam, it's no wonder you and I get on. That Paul Brady song is one of my all-time favourite songs, and I love that record very dearly, as you probably know. So where are we going to go now? Let's hear... there's a link to this next track, Sam, which is that I just realised a few days ago that there, much as we talk about Planxty and Andy Irvin and the albums of Planxty that we love so well, The Woman I Love So Well, for example, there is one album that I don't know about you, but I would definitely say I've listened to it less than the others. And that's a bit of a mistake, really, because it's a superb record. The record I'm talking about is Cold Blow the Rainy Night. And it's the album that Johnny Moynihan joined. It's the album that Donna Lunny temporarily left to go and play with the Bothy Band on. And it's a really brilliant album, actually. Any reflections on it before I play Johnny Cope, the opening track, Sam?
Well, I think you're right, James. It is the one we look at less, isn't it? Because it isn't the. I think that's the reason because it isn't the Plaxty lineup that we love, and Donald Lonnie is missing. We do ignore it, don't we? And it is a shame.
I wouldn't say ignore is the word in my case, but definitely underplay. And I suppose that's what you mean. We forget sometimes, don't we, how good it is. Yes. And the opening track is magnificent. And I'm pretty sure that Johnny Moynihan brought this version of Johnny Cope to Planxty, and Andy Irvin sings it superbly. But Johnny's influence throughout this record is really remarkable. So let's hear now Johnny Cope from Planxty, a brilliant, brilliant track.
Johnny Cope, are you a-walking yet, or are your drums a-beating yet? If you were walking, I would wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Cope sent the challenge, Ray Dunbar, saying, Charlie, meet me and you dare, and I'll learn you the art of war. You'll gang with me in the morning. When Charlie looked the latter upon, well, he drew his sword, the scabbard from. Come join with me, my merry men, we'll meet Johnny Cope in the morning. Johnny, be as good as your word, come let us try both fire and sword, and do not flee like a frighted bird that sees from its nest in the morning. When Johnny Cope, he heard of this, well, he thought it wouldn't be amiss to have a horse in readiness to flee a while in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet, or are your drums a-beating yet? If you were walking, I would wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Why now, Johnny, get up and run, for the healing bagpipes make a din. It's best but to sleep in a hail skin, for twill be a bloody morning. When Johnny Cope to Dunbar came, well, they speared at him, where's all your men? The devil confound me, did my ken, for I left them all in the morning. And faith now, Johnny, you are not late to come with the news of your own defeat, and leave your men in such a strait so early in the morning. And faith, oh Johnny, I got such legs from the claymores and the pillabags. If I meet them again, devil break my legs, I'll bid you all good morning. Hey Johnny Cope, are you a-walking yet, or are your drums a-beating yet? If you were walking, I would wait to gang to the coals in the morning.
Plaxty there with Andy Irvine on lead vocals. Plaxty being Andy Irvine, well, one of Andy Irvine's first fans. Of course, he was in Sweeney's Men before that. But Andy will be in Sheffield with his new band, Quilty. Quilty are from Sweden, and Andy was very excited about them last time, about playing with them last time he was in Sheffield. And yes, they will be, they'll be in Sheffield on the 25th of April at St Andrew's Church. It's one of three gigs they are playing in England, and it will be a great, great night. And another thing that will be a great night is Iona Fife at our house live at Sounds. We've been waiting a long time for that to happen, and Iona rang me last week and said that she had some space where she needed to fill, and could we help her? So yes, we could, and I'm delighted that she'll be bringing with her. She'll be bringing Michael Biggins with her, which will be fantastic. So here's Iona with the Richard Thompson song, "The Portaging Boy."
Thank you. uncertainty. Again I find myself floating on the breeze. Now we're running like water over jagged rocks. Just as long as you're with me, I'll take the knocks.
Music from Sheffield's own Sam Carter. He is fantastic, isn't he? And he makes a wonderful sound. I love everything about that new album. It's called Silver Horizon, and I strongly recommend you listen to it and then buy it. You can get it on Bandcamp. If you stream it, obviously Sam sees very little, if not anything, or if not nothing from it. So do buy a copy if you like it, and I would recommend you can either get a CD, you can get an LP. It's on orange vinyl. It looks spectacular, but the main thing is it's fantastic. If you want to see Sam Carter, one place you could see him is in London as part of the Indoor Festival of Folk, curated by the wonderful Magpie Arc, also based in Sheffield with its Scottish members coming all the way, in the case of Finlay Napier, from the Isle of Arran down to Cecil Sharp House on the 8th of February to entertain you. And Sam Carter will be one of the musicians there. You can also see him on the 15th of March at Hepworth Live in Hepworth, the NCI Club on the 16th of March in Cambridge, and the other gig I should mention to Sheffield listeners, because it will sell out, as most of the Cafe 9 gigs do, because it's a 40 cap approximately. So look ahead to Cafe 9 gigs coming up, because they are so popular and so intimate, and Sam will be there on Thursday, April the 24th, so get your ticket now. Sam.
That should be a great night. You can go and see that at Cafe Number 9, and then you can go, come and see Andy Irvine at St Andrew's Church on the day after. So that'll be two great nights of gigs for you. And now another great night will be on the 28th of March at St Andrew's Church, and it will be a solo fiddle concert by Sam Sweeney. Sam was the first person we put on at St Andrew's Church, and we're looking forward to seeing him there again. Here's Sam with a tune called The Four Seasons.
There once was a man who came from Kinsale, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, and he had a herring for sale. Aberavane, sing Aberlin, sing man from Kinsale, sing herring for sale, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I have more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. So what do you think they made of his head? Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, the finest oven that ever baked bread. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, sing herring, sing head, sing oven, sing bread. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I have more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. So what do you think they'll make of his back? Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, a nice little man and his name it was Jack. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, sing herring, sing back, sing man, sing Jack. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I have more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. So what do you think they'll make of his eyes? Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, the finest dishes that ever held pies. Aberavane, sing Aberlin, sing herring, sing eyes, sing dishes, sing pies. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I have more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, the finest cases for needles and pins. Aberavane, sing Aberlin, sing herring, sing fin, sing needles, sing pins. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I have more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. So what do you think they'll make of the scale? Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, the finest ships that ever set sail. Aberavane, sing Aberlin, sing herring, sing scale, sing ship, sing sail. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I have more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin, the finest rope for the seat of a chair. Aberavane, sing Aberlin, sing herring, sing hair, sing rope, sing chair. Sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I've no more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin. And indeed I've no more of my herring to sing, sing Aberavane, sing Aberlin.
How joyous is that? Will Finn and Rosie Calvert, their new album is coming out on the 31st of January and is called Fallow Alchemy. And you can be sure of one thing, whenever you buy an album from Will and Rosie, it is going to make you feel happy. They are just joyous performers. They sing beautifully together, as you just heard, Rosie leading the Herring song. And the new album, as I said, is called Fallow Alchemy. And I just want to read you one little thing from the press release because it's genuinely lovely. Fallow Alchemy, it says, is a concept album about the radical and transformative power of rest and stillness, how the natural world requires a winter, a fallow period of hibernation in order for growth and creativity and new life to burst forth. Well, there's plenty of life bursting forth from that record, and I think you'd love it. Spencer the Rover, what a great song, Sam, and you've chosen a version from Jim Moray. Tell me why.
Mostly because Jim will be with us here in Sheffield on the 30th of January, I believe.
Marvellous.
At the Greystones, and just recently released a version of Spencer the Rover. So here it is, Jim Moray.
Thank you. by Spencer the Rover. We travelled round England and most parts of Wales. He had been much reduced, which caused great confusion. And that was the reason he started to roam. In Yorkshire, near Rotherham, he being on his ramble. Weary of travelling, he sat down to rest. By the foot of yon mountain, there runs a clear fountain. With bread and cold water, he himself did refresh. And it tasted much sweeter than the gold he had wasted. Sweeter than honey, and it gave more content. With the thought of his children lamenting their father, brought tears to his eyes and it made him lament. The night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted. With woodbine and ivy his bed for we thought about sighing, lamenting and crying. Go home to your family and rambling for sake. On the fifth day of November, I have reason to remember. First he arrived home to his family and wife. They stood so surprised when first he arrived. And welcomed this stranger once more. And his children gathered round him with brittle battling stories. Brittle battling stories to drive cares away. Well, now they're united like birds of one feather. Like bees in one hive, contented they'll stay.
Here in California,
From Molly Tuttle, from her EP from last year, that's called Into the Wild. Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. I think she's just brilliant. I listen to her a lot. The new EP is lovely, and the track I dedicate to the people of Los Angeles who have suffered so greatly in the terms of trauma, loss of life and loss of property over the last extraordinary week of fires there, something which nobody who lives near the bush ever forgets about the possibility of, but shocking the extent and the damage that has been caused by these fires. And Sam, you've chosen another lovely track now to mark this moment in Los Angeles.
Yes, James, I was listening to the track you just played and I decided to play this. This is the great Canadian singer-songwriter, James Keelahan, who I believe is coming over to the UK in the not-too-distant future and will be at the Beehive Folk Club, I believe. So look forward to that. And this is James Keelahan with The Cold Missouri Waters.
My name is Dodge, then you know that. It's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, I can't read it. I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Well, since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri water. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record and the forest tender dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri water. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill and we'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning even if we took it slow. But the fire crown jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri water. Sky had turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist-high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire. I said, we can't make it, this is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri water. And when I rose like the phoenix, in that world reduced to ashes, there were none but to survive. I stayed that night, one day after, carrying bodies to the river. Wonder how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, because they left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri water. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore.
Katie Spencer from her wonderful album Edge of the Land from 2022. That was Sweet and Gentle. And I particularly mentioned that because I've noticed that Katie has two gigs back-to-back at Cafe Nine. We mentioned that venue before in Nether Edge in Sheffield. And it is so small and intimate that when an artist is in demand, they sell out very quickly. So sometimes they get 2 days in a row. And Katie Spencer's obviously earned her stripes at Cafe Nine because they're giving her two nights on the 25th and 26th of April. So don't miss out. Sam, we've got time for one more in this half, and then we'll be back with more after the break. And don't forget, you can hear the whole program after we've finished on Mixcloud, which is where we put all of our shows after they've happened.
Yes, James, it's a track from Martin Carthy, St. Patrick's Friends. Just had an email this morning to say that Martin will be at the Old Band Room in Dunguith as part of the new Royal Traditions. First time he's ever been to the club. So that should be a great, great night. 15th of March, Martin Carthy at Royal Traditions. And here he is with Sir Patrick's Friends.
The king sits in Dunfermline town, drinking a blood red wine. Says, where will I get me a brave young skipper? Sail this ship of mine. And up and spoke an old man who sat at the king's right knee. He says, Patrick Spence is the very best sailor who ever did sail on the sea. So the king, he has written him a long, long letter, sealed it with his hand, and he sent it along to Patrick Spence, who was walking down on the sand. And the very first line that Patrick read, so loud laughed he. And the very next line that Patrick read, down he fell to his knee. Oh, who is this who has done this deed? Telling the king on me. For to send us out this time of the year to sail on the salt, salt sea. To Norway, to far Norway, to Norway over the foam. It is the king's daughter of far Norway, and we must bring her home. Set sail with all good speed on a Monday in the morn, and they have arrived far over the sea on a Wednesday in the eve. And they not been in far Norway a week could barely flee, when all those lords of far Norway began out aloud for to say, all you Scots foreigners, spend our king's gold, swallow one pound money. Oh, really, the tongue that lies, see how it lies on me. Make ready, ready, my good men, all the little ship sails in the morn. Be it wind, be it wet, be it hail, be it sleet, be it fair or deadly storm. But up and spoke our own weatherman, I fear we'll all be drowned. For But I saw the new moon late last night, the old moon in her arm. And may not sail the league, and I lead a league with them three. When through and through the little ship's sides by the great wall sea, oh, where will I get me a brave young boy? Take my helm in hand, while I climb up to the tall top mast, see the nice high land. I need not on a step and a step but barely one. When the whirling winds and the ugly jaws come a driving to their sheen, oh, fetch me a web of a silken cloth, another web over twine, and lay them around our little ship's side, let not the sea come in. And they got a web of a silken cloth, another web over twine, and they laid them around the little ship's side, still the sea come in. Oh, the anchor snap, the topmast crack, it was a deadly storm, and the whirling winds and the ugly jolt come a-driving to their chin. And there come a gale from the north-northeast, so loud it wheed, it cried, Patrick Spens and all of his men are drowning in the deep. Scots lords to wet their shining shoe, but long and ere this play was done, their hats were soaking through, and many were the fine feathered men fluttering over the fun, and many were the good lord's sons never, never more come home. And long, long will the ladies sit, the gold combs in their hand, before they see Sir Patrick Spens come a-sailing to dry land. Oh, it's east by north from Aberdour, it's 50 fathom deep, and it's there it lies, Patrick Spens, the Scots lord at his feet.